Welcome to our fourth meditation in this series, Meditation and the Heart's Desire. The longing of the heart is such a rich topic. Every heart has its natural longings built into it. And when you know how to listen to your heart, your life takes on a direction that will bring you joy and love and fulfillment. If you're not happy and fulfilled, it's usually because you're out of touch with your heart and you're going in the opposite direction of what you want deep down inside of you. Most of us don't even think to stop and check in with ourselves to see if we're actually on track. On track to where, you may ask? Well, on track to your true home, where you feel at ease, happy, warm, and fulfilled. This home is found right inside of your heart. Your heart knows exactly what will make you happy and what will make you fulfilled. But because we're so conditioned to listening to what other people say we should do and we should feel, so many of us have lost touch with the only thing that will bring us true joy and fulfillment. If you're not happy, and if you check in with your heart, it's because you want a different experience than you're having right now. You're going in a different direction than you're meant to go in if you want to find your true home. And it is the longing in your heart that yearns for a different experience. It is precious. It is sacred. And it is here for you to respond to. When you know your heart's desire, or at least when you're getting to know it, you're connecting with your inner GPS. As you know, GPS normally stands for Global Positioning System. But now we can also call it God's Positioning System. And this inner GPS will safely steer you home to your heart. Your heart knows. The desires in your heart are the promptings and impulses that will guide you along the way. And it is because we have lost touch with our deepest heart's desires that we feel lost, unfulfilled, and unhappy. Because we do not know it or trust our heart's desires, and because desires have been so misunderstood, actually in Buddhism, they've had a bad reputation. And because of that, we leave our heart and we move into our mind and start doing what we think we should do. And in that, we move away from ourselves. We try to live according to the religions, and then we squash our own truth, our own heart. These Buddhist or other spiritual traditions say that it is our desires that get us sidetracked on our search for enlightenment. That may be true if the desires are the superficial ones, without being connected to the core or the root of the heart, where the true impulse for life arises. The true meaning of the word desire was revealed to me once in a meditation, and it really blew me away. It was kind of like a full body experience of its true meaning, and it shifted my whole relationship to my desires. Because part of me also believed that my desires were selfish and something I should get rid of, and that was getting in my way of enlightenment or connection with the divine. But what I was shown in this meditation was that the word de and sire as two separate words where sire was spelled with a capital S. So the word di, meaning from or of, and the word sire with a capital S, meaning creator, father, originator, god or goddess. Use whatever term resonates with you. So in reality, our true desires are really the divine's way of guiding us in the direction of love and fulfillment when we truly know how to listen to these desires. Unfortunately, most of us have cut off our desires, believing they're bad and selfish, and that they're a barrier between us and the divine. What a relief it was to finally understand the true meaning of desire. They come straight from the divine, straight from spirit, straight from the creator, call it whatever you will. They're spirit's way to let us know what direction to move in, what motivation to follow in life. Yes, we are not just dropped down here on planet Earth without a clear roadmap or GPS these days. When we truly know how to listen to our heart's desires, our inner GPS, we will always have access to the guidance and the support we need to live a happy, fulfilled life. How can it be otherwise? On the other hand, when we cut off our deep desires in our heart, we cut off our connection to the divine and our expression of love and joy. Instead of going inside for guidance and direction, we go outside of ourselves, hoping to find it out there, hoping to find something that will make us feel loved and safe. And we basically miss the boat. Once you realize that those longings or those desires in your heart are from the divine itself, then you will be grateful and even delighted to have them. You will start welcoming them, and you'll want to give birth to them. You want to make yourself an outlet for them to manifest into the world. And the meditation that we're going to do today will address that exactly like that. Most people have been too focused on the outside and are not paying attention to their true longings and their true desires, their inner GPS. I think this is what the ancient texts refer to when our desires are pointing out and away from the heart. Because that way we get lost so easily in the outer world and lose our connection with what really matters to us. So these are not bad or wrong. It's not for the wrong reasons that we did that. We all had to do what we had to do, given the circumstances that we were born into. But please be aware that the energies coming in today are very, very different than they were even a year ago. It's much easier now to access our inner wisdom and our inner guidance today. It seems like we're moving out of an old paradigm that was mind-based and righteousness-based. And we're moving into a new paradigm that is heart-based and love-based. So we're all shifting and we're all getting used to this new way of being directed and being guided. And we have to get used to this. We're getting used to a whole new way of being. So I would say that today we're all being asked to turn within and listen to our inner GPS and let that guide us. The software for the inner GPS is called your desires. And if you don't mind me using this analogy, the software has been upgraded for us. There has been a recent upgrade so that now instead of connecting to the outside for direction, we simply turn inside and we listen to our desires. It's a new software with a very powerful upgrade, and we all have to get used to this. We're so used to the old software. So give yourself some time to learn how to navigate this new software, your inner heart, your deep desires. Now, because we grew up not listening and not trusting our heart's desires, they have been shaped into limiting forms and wants that can seem superficial. But let's make sure that we don't judge ourselves or others for doing so. Because, like I said, that is what was available for us. That was the old paradigm. That's all we knew how to do. But today is different. And we can start listening to the deeper desires that will make us truly happy. Not just a superficial, fleeting sense of happy that leaves again soon. True happiness is only found when we are truly ourselves, at one with ourselves, at one with our heart's wisdom and our heart's desires and our heart's motivation and impulses. It is the same. They're not two different things. So when you start listening to your heart's desires and your heart's wisdom, you're actually at one with yourself. And then there is no separation or gap in you anymore. And the times are really this way now that we can move into who we truly are. For this meditation today, please be open to listening to a deeper and wiser part of you that will actually make you happy and fulfilled. And just like it may take a little practice to get to know the language of your body that we have worked with previously, so it is with your heart. Remember, you have squashed your heart's desires for a long, long time. So there may be a few layers that you need to move through before you can truly connect and trust and hear it and feel it. In my experience, the desires in my heart, they keep changing and deepening and opening. And this is so beautiful. So just because you experience something today, that does not mean it cannot change and grow and expand tomorrow. Just don't get stuck on one thing and think, oh, is that it or is that all? It's like, no, start there. We need to start exactly where we are. No matter how shallow or selfish your desires may seem today, just start right there. This is not a time to squash them again. Your desires have been squashed for a long time, and now they need to be listened to and allowed up to the surface so you can keep deepening and expanding into who you are and what you want to experience moment by moment. It's absolutely okay that you have these desires, no matter what anybody says. And as you allow them to be felt and experienced. You give them a chance to unfold or unsquash. If you imagine they've been squashed and folded in, so now they can actually start unfolding. So you can start following the thread right down to the core of your heart, the place they started out before you resisted them. So they took on a shape or a form that was then projected out into the world, hoping that it will give some kind of fulfillment. So I want to really invite you to be extremely kind and loving to yourself. Just be open to meet every layer of your desires exactly the way it shows up, moment by moment. And then you'll be amazed how your life experience will change for the better. Enjoy your journey into your heart.